Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we're really excited about building this thing called the Corsi. It's called the Corsi Rosenthal Boxes. It's after these two guys, Dick Corsi and Jim Rosenthal. And Jim Rosenthal runs a company that makes air filters, and Dick Corsi is a very famous aerosol engineer, I think dean of UC Davis. But here's beyond the story of who these guys are. It's a do-it-yourself, at-home, really high-quality air filter. And let me take a minute to explain why this is so important, why I think we should all have versions of this. And you don't have to build it yourself. You can buy a professional one through Amazon or wherever. But one of the things we've learned in this pandemic is that the quality of indoor air really makes a huge difference on illness. That viruses kind of float in the air for long periods of time. And that's how it was one of the major mechanisms by which people get infected, not just for COVID, but for other viruses as well, including influenza. And so we want to be keeping the air clean. How do you clean the air? You've got to filter it through high quality filtration. So you can go out and buy a nice HEPA filter air cleaner, and they work. Don't buy anything crazy, fancy, UV lights, radiation, none of that stuff. Just buy a good HEPA filter, filtration system. But if you don't want to go buy one, and they can be expensive and they can cost up to a couple hundred bucks, you can build these things called Corsi Rosenthal boxes. And basically these two guys came up with this idea. I think they came up with it on a Zoom call. They were talking about how these things were. And it's pretty cool. It costs about 50 bucks to make. You get a box fan, and there's very good directions on how to do it. You get a box fan, you put filters around that box fan, use the cardboard box that the box fan came in to kind of put the whole thing together, and you use duct tape. It takes about 10 minutes to make, and it is a fan, but what it does is it sucks air in and runs it through the filter and cleans the air in the room. So we decided we're going to build a bunch of these. We just bought a whole bunch of box fans. We bought a bunch of these filters, and we're going to put them all around campus. And what I would love to do is actually work with students, and we haven't reached out yet formally, but I want to reach out to Providence Public Schools. And I'd love to do a day where we have students build these box fans. Now, duct tapes come in different colors. I've seen people make them with pink, with rainbow colors. You can really customize these things. We put them in rooms. It cleans the air in the room. It improves your risks of getting infections in indoor spaces. It has all sorts of other benefits. And we should really be doing this. And I think every office should have one of these kinds of filters. Again, whether you buy one professionally made or you do it yourself at home, I'm not pushing any one brand. But these do-it-yourself at home, they're fun to make. And I've made one just a few days ago with a bunch of students. It was great.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.